welcome to our show, Geeks Wire Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I am your host, Bill, and this week we have Ted.
Hi!
And Anna.
That's me.
And Anthony.
That is also me. I'm not Anna, I'm Anthony. Sorry for the confusion. And Bill, you already introduced yourself, but we also have Bill.
Yes.
Cool.
Gotta start with me.
Yes, you did.
I'm the most important person.
No.
That's why when you start sentences, you say I and other people, or
not
me
always.
And other people.
And you're technically not supposed to do.
And I.
Do you go
Bill
by
and I.
Bill I am?
No, I and Ted.
Me and Ted.
Yeah, me and
all right,
Ted.
What, and we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
You're really into repeating things today, aren't you?
We didn't talk about that already.
Yeah, I did.
Already said that.
I'm sorry.
It's been a rough week for Anthony.
Anyways, so what didn't we talk about then, Bill?
The Patreon.
Oh, yeah, Patreon. If you we have a Patreon on Patreon called, you can just go to it by patreon.com/geeksarewired.
Yes.
Yes. And if you support us, you can get access to the Discords also have access to the show early. Mm-hmm. If you so desire.
Oh, we can say Dave is great.
Yep.
Or your name here is great.
Or greater.
Greater, yeah, if you got greater.
Or greatest. Greatest. I was thinking that if we ever get people on the other levels, we may only say the highest level.
Oh, then it's a competition.
Yes.
Or could contest it. So you can send us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Or leave a text or a voice message.
Or text message.
Yeah, you could text too, I guess. I guess all the kids these days prefer to text rather than call, but the number is 801-896-4335. The last four letters spell out geek, so
yeah,
you know, that makes it easier to remember because the first, you know, six numbers don't really spell out anything significant as far as I'm aware.
Okay, how about this? We can do a base review of Endgame.
Spoiler free,
even though it sold more tickets than anything else.
So we were talking about spoilers and spoiler free, and a person in the room that we were speaking with has just started reading through Harry Potter, never seen the movies or anything like that. And we're talking about not spoiling Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
And then Joey speaks up and he's like, Dumbledore dies.
Well, yeah, he was just saying, as you exit the theater, just tell the next people going in that Dumbledore dies.
Dumbledore dies. And, like, the guy that's reading through it is like, wait, really? And we're like, oh, I don't know. I was just making stuff up.
Dumbledore dies in the end.
So, yeah.
Does he listen to us? He might.
Oh!
He's going to hear it again.
Yeah, like
he already heard it. So.
Well, that just confirms it, though.
No, does it? He did say he was just kidding.
Yeah, you just confirmed it. Way to go.
No, I didn't. I'm also just kidding. Well, if you're listening to this, good luck.
Well, so, yeah.
Right off of the beginning, too.
Avengers Endgame. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's been out for like 2 weeks at this point.
No.
About
it's only last weekend.
A week.
This comes
like two
this,
weeks.
No, actually,
like 2 weeks.
This is
no.
the this comes up the Friday after it came out, so it's literally been out for 1 week.
Yes,
that's like 2 weeks.
No, you're missing about 7 days.
It's been at least a week since it came out.
There you go,
and you have no excuse for having not seen it. If
Unless
you need money
busy.
To see it, then put up a sign that says "Need money to go see Endgame," and I'm sure someone will give you. If I saw someone on the side of the road that said, need money to go watch the new Avengers movie, I'd give them money.
I guess it opened Wednesday night.
What's that say about me?
It was a long movie.
3 hours start to finish.
And 2 minutes.
No reason.
And 2 minutes.
I don't care about the 2 minutes. No reason to wait for the end, though. Waited all the way through the credits. Nothing happened.
There was something.
I think Joe would disagree. And I know.
A red screen that said Marvel?
No.
There's websites.
Noise.
What was the noise?
Well, that's the after credits spoiler.
Anna was,
that we'll talk about next week.
Anna was saying websites.
Yeah, websites will say, some of them will say yes, and some of them will say no.
It
there's
just depends
not
on
anything at at the end.
Okay, there might have been something rather subtle, but there was no real thing afterwards. Oh.
See, like I said, it's subtle. Does it count?
I don't even think that's a spoiler. That was Iron Man building his first suit. That's what it was.
It was
him hammering out his first suit.
The conversation was Thor and Captain America colliding, the hammer and the shield.
Oh.
No,
it was the Iron Man suit.
It was him building the Mark I Iron Man suit in the cave in Afghanistan or wherever that was. Was it in Afghanistan? I don't even know. I assumed Afghanistan.
It was some Middle Earth month.
Middle Earth country.
Yeah, Middle Earth.
Somewhere in Middle Earth. That would explain all the hobbits.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Explains why the Iron Man suit was so much bigger than everybody.
So Ted and I went to it like
Thursday.
The Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night, the initial opening night.
He said it was open on Wednesday.
In some places.
And they, like, at the very end, they were like, there's not anything at the end. They were trying to clear out everything to clean up. Did you guys experience that?
No,
we left.
We left.
Well, honestly, I started looking at my watch after 2 hours. I was like, wow, this movie is long.
You know what? I was so hooked that I did not look at my watch, like, once. Like, I think they did a really good job of, like, keeping the action and the intrigue steady without, like, overdoing it, right? So I didn't really have a spot where I was just like, when is this going to end? That I sometimes in some movies I'll have that thing, but I didn't. This movie, like, start to finish, they had me from the very first scene all the way to the end.
I thought they were actually, like, when I got about halfway through, it almost seemed like they were about ready to wrap up, and I was like, what else they got here?
Yeah. So they did some interesting.
Although I think I can say this without a spoiler, and Bill can decide to cut it out later if he decides.
Put a giant beep in.
Yeah, you could do that. But
you could just put a finger snap.
You've seen Doctor Strange in the past, like, cut people's limbs off. And it really seems like there's no reason that Doctor Strange just couldn't defeat any enemy by opening a portal and then closing it real quick.
Have you ever seen
any enemy?
How it should have ended?
No, but
they literally do that.
Yeah, they just cut off his arms and legs and everybody's happy. So there was a lot of good catharsis, and I really, really enjoy the way they treated Thor's character. Like, out of everything, Thor's character was the absolute best.
He stole the movie again.
He always, whatever he's in, he steals. I mean, like, he was one of my favorite characters in Ghostbusters. Like, I love that levity that he brought to Ghostbusters.
You get the little one.
And yeah.
I liked that line.
Yeah, you get the little one. That's good. But yeah, so it was great. I think I can say without spoiling again, I was afraid that their use of Captain Marvel was going to be really heavy-handed, but
I was actually kind of
I liked the way that she was put in there, and
you're definitely pushing the edge, but yeah, so
well,
let's
I
go
mean,
with that.
These things are all known that they're these people,
yeah, exist.
Like,
yeah,
I think it's a known thing, but so yeah,
I felt she was underutilized personally, but
well,
I think we're starting to hit the edge.
I know,
really, so it's a B.
Anyway,
especially starting the podcast with this,
the way that it's
I'll find more material
that it went through. I really enjoyed that, and it really makes me want to go through and watch the different Marvel movies that I've missed in the past.
Seen them all. I want to look at parts of them because I think,
like, it might make more sense. Some things make more sense.
Well,
stuff.
There's stuff like that, but no, I think they prepped up a bunch of stuff.
Well,
like, there's events that happened, I think, in some of the other movies that you just, like, yeah, whatever, and just, like, went on with the movie that they utilized in this movie.
Right.
There is a big one of that.
Tells. So
I'm pretty sure that's correct. I got to check that.
There was some of the movies, like, I didn't really ever watch much of the Ant-Man I think there was at least two Ant-Man movies, right?
There was an Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, and so I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp because it was on Netflix, but I never watched Ant-Man because it just, I don't know, it irritated me that from the little things that I saw that was like, yeah, he's the same mass, but he's just tiny. But then, like, he would run on someone's gun or, like, he would, you know, punch someone and it just wouldn't immediately go right through him because he's the size of an ant. And if he's the same mass, if he hits someone, he would literally go through their skin, like, completely through. It's like a bullet.
And standing on somebody's gun should actually weigh it down.
Yeah, their gun, it'd be like 200 pounds, 150 pounds.
Suddenly. Like on the light end.
Suit. Yeah. Him in his suit and everything like that, you know? It's like all of a sudden there's 200 pounds
on
your
gun. Which probably actually bend the gun, too.
It having might, all that force. Yeah, in that little,
in that little spot,
place. Yeah, like... Yeah, so it was really irritating that they were like, we're gonna play really, really fast and loose with the physics on this one. Like, I'm okay with him, like, shrinking down and, like, his lungs not immediately collapsing or failing to work because, you know, whatever. But, or, like, you know, you go down to the quantum level and suddenly you still have oxygen to breathe because you brought it with you, I guess. Even though quantum level is small, whatever.
But when the molecules come into a suit, they downsize.
Oxygen tank.
And whatever. You know, it is what it is. That's fine. But, so, I think I want to go back and watch, like, Ant-Man. And then there was a bunch of the ones with, like, I didn't watch any with Hawkeye. Any of the movies that had to do with Hawkeye or...
You didn't watch The Avengers? Or Thor?
I mean, like, did he have a standalone movie?
No, he's never had a standalone movie.
So what about the other ladies? Like,
there's only one woman that's had a standalone movie.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because
I say go watch it. It's good. If you haven't watched it yet, go watch Avengers.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to have watched Captain Marvel to have watched.
Fun fact, from
this movie.
What I heard read on the interwebs is that Avengers was filmed first before Captain Marvel was.
I could vaguely see that.
And I think, like, she's talked about, like, they just caked a bunch of makeup on her in this movie, in the Avengers one, because I think they weren't sure how much she needed or whatever. Then in the second one, like, in her actual movie, she was able to be more free-willed.
Do you think that's why it was the short hair versus the long hair? Because they made a joke about you cut your hair.
Yeah.
But maybe... She had really short hair, and then they're like, you know what? We kind of like the long hair because she was long haired in the other one, in her movie.
It might be, or they shot that all that stuff after everything else. Maybe
That's hard to say, but I imagine there was a little bit of like going back and tweaking, like let's make sure we don't miss this stuff here. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of torn as far as, like, watching a movie as soon as it comes out versus, like, waiting, because I don't like to spoil it for others, but I like to talk about it when I first watch it, and so it's been really hard, like, not spoiling it to Bill or
what do you mean? You haven't seen me. That was the best part.
No, I was gonna start texting you and stuff.
Oh.
I could have spoiled it for Bill earlier.
Honestly, you wouldn't have spoiled anything that I wasn't expecting. Like, absolutely nothing I wasn't expecting. Every bit I really expected. But I also know a lot of the background behind the actors and actresses and the story behind it and all that. So I'm like, eh.
So, but that was, excuse me, it was great fun. And I don't know. Like I said, though, I on the other hand, like, now when I run across to, like, on Stack Overflow questions about it, I can go and, like, read them and not have to worry about them all. Versus, like, every Sunday when a new Game of Thrones comes out and I keep forgetting to, like, do something about that.
Yeah, I know.
To be fair, last time was on Easter and I had a bunch of stuff going on. And you never officially invited me and told me what time it was.
I did invite. I just didn't say the time.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hear anything, so I was
like,
whatever.
I feel like the time is the official invitation.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
talk about that afterwards.
It doesn't matter that much, because I think we might, at this point, we missed two episodes. We might just wait, because there's only, what, five episodes of Game of Thrones this season? I don't think
there's
a lot.
Six?
Yeah, so we
there's
just
six,
might.
And I think a special.
we might just wait until we're kind of close, and then we only have to pay for like a month of HBO.
Except if you've never had, you could just get the free. Okay.
Yeah,
sign up under with another email.
New email. Get the free week.
Might be able to sign Anna up for it, but we were thinking about getting it on like the last one or two episodes, or when they're about to launch, and then getting it for like a month.
Yeah, so that we can just catch it, binge it all, and.
Mm-hmm. They may get us hooked again.
What are they doing, a spinoff or something?
Oh yeah, they're doing spinoffs.
But no.
But it's not that. There's other shows that they've done that we like.
Oh, like Westworld and...
Not even that, really.
Liars, or...
Well, you guys were watching... What is that, like, new show that you guys watch?
Something Liars.
No, that's not the new show.
Oh, you're talking about last week with...
Yeah.
Or... I forgot his name now.
Last week tonight with... what's his name?
Yep.
Yes.
But all that's on YouTube, isn't it?
Basically.
John Oliver.
Yeah.
I found out I really like it. That's fun.
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Then the second season's coming up. First season was pretty good.
Oh yeah. I haven't been watching a lot of shows and stuff. I've just had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life lately. That's obviously I haven't been on a podcast that much. And whatnot, so like work has been a little more demanding than normal, and we've started a nonprofit, which I plan on dropping information on the podcast later after I discuss it with Bill and everything like that. And
it's a secret, right?
Yeah, it's not a super secret, but I don't think I'm ready to talk about it in greater detail yet because not everything's ready for it. So, Yeah, just lots of stuff going on. So, haven't been able to watch a lot of stuff, unfortunately. I have started rewatching Full Metal Alchemist, though. Because Anna told me that she had watched up to the point where they kind of diverged. So, we're watching Brotherhood together, kind of, like with the sides of our heads.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Brotherhood side of it. But I have watched the other Full Metal Alchemist.
It's just Full Metal Alchemist or whatever. I don't even know what it's called. The original series, I guess. I don't know.
So ignore the name of the title on that one. It didn't pull it in, and I didn't feel like typing the whole thing. It's just kind of I don't know much about this article because I just barely saw it. It's just I thought it might be a fun little like.
It's an interesting idea.
Well, it's funny because. Like, you don't have as much of a problem as we do.
I don't, but it really kind of bugs me that people will just come up, and it's not their fault, they can't see them, but they'll come up behind me, start talking, or just kind of sit there and assuming I see them or hear them when I have my AirPods
in. So you should really explain what it is, because you just started talking because you saw the article.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so the name of this article is Workers Love AirPods Because Employers Stole Their Walls.
But now you can...
So... With open office plans being ubiquitous, it's harder, getting harder and harder to like make like getting into the zone, like actually just doing the work of your work.
Like, I'm gonna get sidetracked on the open office plan. I think it's good for small teams.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
we
also
had
good for collaboration, which is the idea behind it.
Well,
initially,
that's
the thing.
But collaboration
when you get 30 people in a room, does not work.
But collaboration isn't always needed when you need to have. A group of people just spend time on the work.
Mm-hmm.
So if we did a team of like 5 to 10 people in a room without walls, with just an open office layout, right?
So open mini teams,
right? Yeah. That I think is optimal. But if you get to a point where you've got 20 to 30 people in a room, it's too much. You know, you're spreading sickness like wildfire.
Yeah.
Sickness just goes through there like crazy. You get points in the day where it's so loud, you literally, headphones do not work. Even if they're noise canceling, you're still going to have a bit of an issue with it if you're easily distracted. You know, you got all this movement going on. And then, like Anthony was alluding to, people come up to you regardless of what you do to get them to leave you the heck alone because you're trying to get some actual work done. They still come up to you and just tap you on the shoulder and whatever. So
No, what I was alluding to was I had the AirPods in, and
I don't
they can't see it.
I never see them when you're
they
wearing
can't see
them.
It, and so they think that I can hear them.
You can hear what's being said.
So. Yeah. Sorry. I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
Actually, it's
you're not the only one. A lot of people.
Mine don't even have the little ear. My true wireless.
Brett at this point taps me on the shoulder, like lightly.
Yeah.
Because he knows that I have them in.
See, that's why I would let's play Nerf guns.
No, last time I got shot with a Nerf gun, they hit me in the face.
That's why when you're facing away, you shoot.
It's soft.
Not it's that one.
Nerf.
Not that one. This was a cheap, like,
that's what you get
off-brand in. Nerf gun. Ask Chris about it next time you see him. Ask him about the time he shot me in the face.
Did it bruise you?
It left a mark.
For how long?
I mean, it wasn't that bad, but
okay,
it hurt.
Minutes.
It hurt.
Is it more like a missile or like a disc type?
It was a missile, but it was just that kind, like, you know the old ones where you, like the pump action ones where you could just like keep going on it?
Yeah.
And it'll just keep building and building. It was like that, but he didn't have to do that because it just was like that.
Gotcha.
So, and he didn't need to hit me in the face.
Did he unload that in your face?
No, he just, like, shot it once, and then it just hit me square in the face, and then he didn't realize it was going to be that bad.
That's fun. I just throw things at Joey sometimes.
Yeah, like, no, I won't get into it.
What was it, pins?
No.
No, what was
it? He threw an old pill bottle at him.
Oh, yeah, well, two pill bottles. Yeah.
I'm starving.
Probably starving Anthony. Oh, gosh, starving Marvin. It.
My grandpa used to do that to me all the time, and I hated him for
it. Starving. I'm Bill.
I don't hate him for it. I just hated him at the time.
Hated that joke.
Yeah, that joke gets old.
I laughed and every time my dad said it.
He's an old man.
I feel like... No, you might actually be telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ted's an old man.
Because I love my dad.
It was funny the first 100 times he said it.
One time, my dad picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those calls where they just hang up right away.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You don't say... You don't say. You don't say." And he, like, did variations on "you don't say" for, like, 5 minutes, I swear. And I'm like, who is he talking to? So he hangs up the phone, and I'm like, who was that? And he's like, oh, they didn't say. Like, he totally set me up for that, and I just fell right into it. So.
Bill's laughing in the background if anybody can't hear that.
My dad. Dad joke central with him, so.
I see where you get from now.
Yep. Super cool. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about this fancy game this guy released just to get people to buy it so they can do fancy things.
Yeah.
All right. So this dude, I just ran across this the other day on Reddit. Basically, he released a game on the Switch. It's called A Dark Room. And in the game, he added a Ruby interpreter and a code editor. He's saying it's an Easter egg, but really all you have to do is just connect a USB keyboard to your thing and then hit the tilde key, and it will take you in and allow you to basically program in Ruby within that game. So your Switch can be a Ruby machine at that point.
Well, I was gonna look it up on the actual store, but I have to update my system.
What is...
But it's not a free game, so you got to pay for it. I think it might be like one of those, almost a gimmick, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I was just going to look at it on
the
store.
It's an online text-based role-playing game. So...
When it was originally released.
Oh, you just broke your Switch.
I didn't break it. Oh. It's designed to do that.
Just snapped off the back leg
stand. That's also where they have the SD card at. It's designed to do that.
I don't think it is.
No, it really is.
I don't believe you.
Anyways, if you wanna build your own implementation of Dijkstra's algorithm and run it on your Switch, you can now do so.
It has great graphics.
Yeah. It looks like it's $7.
Yep. Or pounds. Or euros.
It's $6.99 or 6.9 euros. Which is weird because
I know. One of those is worth more than the other, depending on when you look at it.
Yeah, no, the euro is always worth more than the dollar. I've never seen the euro down below the dollar.
Oh, I was being hopeful.
And the same thing with the pound. The pounds and euros are typically worth more than the dollar, but I think, depending on how Brexit goes, the pound might end up being less.
You mean if it ever goes?
It's got extended to 6 more months.
Yeah, that's true.
Till October 31st.
So, Dark Room is bringing back the awesomeness of Zork.
Zork?
Zork.
What is Zork?
It's text-based.
Like one of the first text-based games on a computer.
Oh, good. I remember my password, guys.
But is it charged?
What?
Your Switch.
Yeah?
Okay.
I haven't touched it since we played it last time.
Oh.
Know what so it's called a Dark Room?
A dark room.
Space, dark room, one word?
Nope. 2 words. 3 words total.
Oh, 3 words total.
A space, dark space, room.
Well, sometimes dark room is one word, so, yeah.
But it launched on April 12th.
Yeah.
And the Easter eggs were released. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
I'm not sure if it qualifies for an Easter egg.
I am not seeing it in here. Are you sure?
That's what this says. It should be on the East Shop on April 12th. Maybe they pulled it because they found out.
They might have.
It's against the rules.
That wouldn't really surprise me too terribly much. Let's try spelling dark room with one word.
You're making it complicated.
Nintendo Development Agreement Violation Lawsuit in 4, 3, 2. Hackers exploiting Switch through this game in 2, 1.
You can just search for it on here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
I was just looking at some of the comments on the thing here.
Dark. Hey, Dark Souls. So you can break your Switch in half.
Because you're irritated, is that what you're saying? That
Dark Souls?
Dark Souls. Irritating.
New players can get very irritated because when you first go, like after you defeat the boss, which is the first boss, which is a whole thing, it dumps you into this little area where you can either go up, you can go around, or you can go down. A lot of people go down. That's the last part of the game, and you get attacked by ghosts, which you cannot hit unless you're cursed. Or you have a cursed weapon. You have to read the item descriptions to know that. So you'll go up and start hitting them, not doing any damage, and then they kill you. And then you quit after like 2 hours.
Because you can't even touch them.
I don't know who has this experience. It's not me. No, my friend noticed I was doing it and then told me, like, after an hour of watching me fail repeatedly, he's like, you might want to go up. Just a thought. Because he's played it before.
That's fun. So, yeah, it's a neat little thing. And, you know, it may or may not be on the Switch as of now. It claims that it is, but...
This is Nintendo UK.
You want to know my favorite noises out of the Switch?
Go.
One sec, I gotta change it.
It's still quiet.
That was really good.
Oh, it only did half of it this time.
Barely.
It's cutting out.
Here, let me give you more.
Give me more?
Ready? Real quick.
I just really love it.
Probably would have been easier to plug that thing into the soundboard.
I mean,
board.
I feel like I'm really loud. You need to turn me down.
There's a ongoing.
I started talking less because I was being louder.
There's an ongoing discussion.
Thank you.
Around work, discussing whether or not Anthony is actually a Japanese teenage girl.
No, this again.
he doesn't like cereal and soup.
That's the first time I've ever heard
I like
heard
cereal.
This.
I don't like soup.
Oh, Joey and I have talked about it a bit, and, you know, we spread it around the ballroom, so.
Really?
Just like cute
Why
things.
Would you do?
It's not a bad thing. You just really like cute things, and that's okay.
All right, speaking of cute things. I have a video that I always go to that I forget.
Is it
show notes shareable?
I think so. Okay. You tell me.
I have a Pandora playlist called Super Cute Japanese Music that Anthony like grabbed and was listening to a lot. So, I mean, it's not like I'm not also like cute, kawaii.
Yeah, that's what I was like. There's a word for that.
So it's not like
kawaii. Okay.
Kawaii.
Kawaii. Okay.
Ask Anna. She's
yeah, minored
in Japanese.
It is kawaii.
Okay. I learned it from the toys
it's
that made
this
you.
This video.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's a puppy and a kitten.
It was in Las Vegas, right? You were in Vegas. You walked past this thing, and there was those little robotic puppies like talking.
Well, it's not just
and
a puppy.
Talk,
it's also
they,
a
like,
kitty.
Squeak. So our daughter, when we were in Taiwan the last time, she got there was this lady selling like cheap crap on the side of the street, and there was a little panda bear that like walked and made music and stuff, and my daughter had to have it, and so we got it for her. And then like once we got it outside of the loud area that we were in and like listened to it, it was like super creepy, like sound was just really creepy.
And then it started becoming like distorted after like the batteries were starting to
run
low, and then it got really scary and then chirpy, and it was just
Like one of the wires broke off of it like really quick, so I like skinned it. I like took all the fur off of it so that I could get to the part where the wire was bad and like fix it for her. And that kind of creeped her out from it too, because it had its eye like its eyes.
So is it like
without the skin.
The Furby, like when Furbies are
I don't think
dissected.
I've seen a Furby without
look it up, Bill.
Without the skin.
Just type in the words skinned Furby.
And then type in FSW. No? Looks fine to me. Hit images instead of videos.
Yeah.
I mean, so just click on that first one.
That's not bad.
That's a pretty tame one.
That one's skin colored underneath. That's kind of weird. It's all pink. Like peach.
No.
Yeah,
I think it depends on how new they are, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like it.
Yeah. They're so creepy.
They really are. Even regular Furbies, some of them are pretty scary as they are.
Are you trying to see if you have a Furby?
Do you actually?
I do.
I keep wanting to call them Herbies for some reason. It's not a car. It's not a talking car.
I don't have a real one. I have like a
knockoff Furby.
No, I have a McDonald's Furby.
Oh.
So in other words, it doesn't actually do anything.
It doesn't do anything. It just looks creepy. They actually, when they came out, when they were popular, they actually had to ban them in, like, government facilities where they dealt with
they
secrets.
Recording stuff.
Because, yeah, it would just record random stuff and then say it back or do whatever with it. And they were like, this could be a way for information to leak in this really awkward manner. So they banned them from the offices and whatnot, which I thought was pretty interesting. And kind of funny. And that's the end of that story. I'm done saying anything about that.
Well, how did we get onto this?
You know, it's your video, Anthony.
It's my video.
With the little robotic things.
Because you're kawaii.
Because you're
it. Oh, so a long time ago, I put a bunch of photos on my iPhone, and I thought it deleted it all. No, the timestamps. It picked up the timestamps and put them way back where they originally came from.
So that makes sense.
Did you ever watch The Toys That Made Us, though? That's where I learned.
No, I never did.
I watched them, but it was really depressing because it turns out my youth was fabricated just to sell me stuff.
Yep.
And that was kind of depressing.
Did I show you this?
Oh, there's a new season getting ready to come out.
That's a big pizza that we got one time. And then in the background is an apples to apples box, a full-size apples to apples box game.
That's a big pizza.
Oh, that is huge.
It's got like five little Barbie dolls on it. Barbie tables.
Yeah, the little tables. Yes.
I call them Barbie tables. You put in the pizza so the box doesn't touch the top of the pizza. Now I want pizza.
I really want pizza.
Guys, if you want to give me some pizza, give us a call at 801-896-4335, and I'll give you our address to deliver pizza to my to me.
Or you could support the Patreon, and then...
No, he just wants pizza.
How does supporting the Patreon get me pizza?
I could then be able to afford to buy it for you.
But that's not what the Patreon... I thought it was supporting the podcast, not my fat belly.
But if you show up for the podcast, that means I'm supporting the podcaster, host, people's...
I see where you're going with it, and I like it. So if you'd like to feed me pizza from time to time, feel free to go on patreon.com/geeksarewired and sign up for the tier that says Feed Ted Pizza.
I have to make
that's
a tier
going
that says...
to appear soon.
Yeah.
It'll be the cheapest tier.
Is it going to be $3.50?
$3.50.
$3.50?
That's not the cheapest tier.
No, it's not, but it can be. No, you shouldn't do that. just make one. You need to have one called $3.50.
$3.50.
With no, well, maybe some benefits. I don't know. It's your show. You do whatever
Ted.
You want.
I
no,
will...
the Feed Ted one, I think, should be like $2.
If I come here every week and there's food here for me, then whoever is responsible for getting me that food will get a shout out on the podcast.
And he'll explain how the pizza tastes.
Without fail. And I will describe what food I'm getting with your $3.50.
Or whatever the cost is.
Or, yeah, whatever. But
it may
just
as well just be
you,
$3.50
yeah,
at this point.
Make sure that you say it's for Ted to have food.
$3.50 a month.
$3.50
a month for pizza to feed Ted.
I'll only get
think
a pizza.
About that.
If there's multiples, I'll get a pizza more frequently, but
oh, yes,
otherwise
yeah.
I'll only get a pizza once every couple of months. But that's okay. I'll share it with
you
Anthony
could go to
and
a,
Anna and Joey.
You could go to a pizza Bill. Parlor and just get one piece.
Oh, yeah.
It
could be
or
like
you could go down to
one
Costco.
Piece is a good
anime. You could go down to Costco and get a whole meal for that much.
That's true. I could get a
you could get
a
big,
Costco
huge piece
dog.
Of pizza. No, you can get a piece of pizza and a drink for about that much, I think.
A pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
I don't think Costco has pizza pizzas.
They don't have pizzas, but they have pieces of pizzas.
It reminds me of my echoes. Don't hear me pronounce words.
Neither does mine. I
or
mine
my
to
Googles.
Turn my lights on. It's like, oh, you wanted to turn them off? Okay.
Oh, no.
And then it doesn't do anything.
I'm like, turn on the lights, and it's like, I don't know anything named lights. I'm like... Really?
That hasn't happened to me yet.
So,
and turn on the Chromecast. I couldn't find a Homecast. I'm like, really?
So, I found out that my Google Home is bilingual. I might have said this before on the podcast. I don't know, but
I don't think.
But
yes, I'm pretty sure you
I
have.
I tell it apaga la luz, and it's like. I can't find any light named La Luz to turn off. And I'm like, you got the rest of that, but you just didn't get the light part. But I can say in English, turn off the light. And I don't know. I should get some, I don't want to replace a switch in my new bedroom because we moved bedrooms in our house. But so I'm going to get some Z-Wave light bulbs.
Yeah.
I just have to order them. And maybe I should call them Las Luces and see if it understands it. Better in
they're a bad price.
My Google Home. Yeah, I just it the only thing that has barred me from getting them is sloth. That and I've been really busy with other things.
Getting
on the Amazon.
And so they have some cheaper ones I think now that are multicolored, but if you want like nice multicolored ones, the Hue ones are pretty good. They're not terribly expensive.
I think our main thing is brightness because right now the light in that bedroom is the cover is really frosted, and so it's not very bright. So I might see how they do, and if they don't do great, I might get like one of those tall lamps and put it in the corner and just leave it on all the time.
Yeah,
and whatnot. But
that's what I do. I have the main light, and then I have the lamp that has two on it. And usually, what I'll do is when I want to read, I'll turn off the top one because it'll strain my eyes after a while, or not turn it off, but turn it way down, and then turn the other ones up.
Yeah, I just got to be careful with the lamp because my cat. Likes to push stuff off of things.
Just secure it to the wall.
That's proof that the earth isn't flat, by the way. If the earth was flat, cats would have knocked everything off the side of it by now.
No, there's water surrounding the land.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Cats hate water.
Cats would have shoved everything off the side of the earth.
Including the water?
Yes. there's water, it would just fall off. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, Anthony.
No, it circulates.
Think about these things.
It circulates. It goes down, like, all the way down to the bottom, and then just goes across, and then comes back up a siphon. It's like Breath of the Wild under the maps.
Have you fallen through the map in
that? No, but there's a lot of people who have, and the world, like, it's just a big sea underneath for some reason. That's what the developers decided to do, and anytime there's land masses, it just juts up.
Can you swim it back up?
No. So once you go down there, you just swim around until you run out of stamina.
Reminds me of old Minecraft, when you could break this.
You still can do rock. That.
You can still bust through the bedrock
with creative mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's creative also, mode. You can also just fly out into space and be all happy.
Well, no, you can't go too tall. In creative mode, you can't go up too far, but you can go down too far.
You can go down. You know, you can go up. Oh, I see.
There's a ceiling.
It's really high.
Yeah, but there's a definite ceiling. There is. It's like above the build level.
It's way above the build level, but yeah. I just know after, like, I think 400 blocks, it might be 500, because you have the elytra wings now, you can get that high. You start being, like, you become invisible. It just doesn't render you until you go back below the limit. At least it did on older versions. What do you got there, Bill?
I don't know what it was.
Well,
but I'm getting hungry, so I think I'm going to wrap up the podcast. I'm
curious. Already? Wasn't there other stuff we had to talk about?
Nope.
We could talk about the Chromium browser from...
Okay, fine.
Yay.
So continue.
It's just a thing. The new Edge browser is based off of Chromium.
If?
Didn't we already know that?
Coming, but if. There's a big if on this.
What do you mean if?
If you're in the beta.
Oh, I thought it was already out.
Oh, if you're in the beta.
Oh, okay. Well, totally me surprised. What color is that?
Blue.
Is it yellow? Oh, it's blue?
Yeah. Aquamarine.
It's the same as sad, because scared is a type of sad.
Okay.
Aquamarine. That's the color.
That was a good story.
The microphone matches your shirt, actually.
My shirt has a picture of... It's a very, like, late 90s shirt. Maybe early 90s? I don't know.
90s, middle 90s, solid 90s.
It's just...
Late 80s.
It's starting to get old. Man, I've known you for so long that shirts that were new when we first met are now starting to, like, the decal is starting to crack. Mm-hmm.
I wear this shirt a lot, though. I like it.
We've known each other for a while.
At least 2 years.
I think I've had this for about a year and a half now, yeah. My other shirt had a shirt for the Voyager spacecraft, and it had, like, dates on the back of it, like, as it was styled as if it was a tour date.
Tours.
Yeah. And it just has all the dates, so that... that has happened and will happen, and it's just cool. I had to stop wearing it though because it's starting to get cracked and faded, and I like to keep it.
Oh, it's not pressed.
I'm hungry too, Bill.
Yes. So let's wrap things up.
Famous last words.
Go.
Anna, go.
My turn to go?
Yeah, you're first. I imagine Ted wants to go last. Okay.
I don't know what to say other than bye.
Avengers Endgame is great. You should watch it if you haven't yet, and enjoy it. Also, if you like to bring water and stuff or drinks, buy drinks. Probably don't for this one. It's a long movie. You don't want to miss any of it. Bill?
Why did Barty Crouch Jr. stop drinking? Because it was making him moody.